You're listening to the Energy of Business and Life show. I'm your host, Melissa Zosky, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Mentor, and I run a successful business and online magazine. It's my pleasure and passion to help you shine your brilliance throughout this beautiful world of ours. You can create a sustainable business while still feeling at ease and having the freedom to enjoy your life to the fullest, have amazing health, and family balance. The paralyzing effects of burnout as well as health challenges, which can easily make you want to give up on all your dreams, is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally and overcome. I'm here to help you create a business and life that lights you up right now and step into that next level, no matter how far away it may seem. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at melissazosky.com. Hey guys, welcome, welcome. Melissa Zosky here, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Business Mentor. And today I wanted to touch on the talk about what we bring into our lives, what we bring with us from our ancestors, from our grandmother, our great-grandmother, our great-grandfather, and so on and so on. It goes back so far. We don't know really how far we collect these cellular memories. But when you think about the information that we have, right, the information that we're born with, and how that can influence how we think, how we respond, how we talk, how we put ourselves out there in our business, how we put ourselves out there in relationships, it really is something to take a real close look at. So I've talked in the past about how we inherit more than hair and eye color from our parents. Well, it goes back multiple generations on what we inherit, and it's so much more than hair and eye color. It's your beliefs. It's your thought patterns. It's habits. It's things that you see your uncle doing that people are like, oh my gosh, you got that from your uncle. It is all about what we carry, and not all of it is good. So when we're looking about the things like the negative beliefs and the programming, you have to consider that these things are what is driving us to make the actions and take the action steps that we're taking today, or how we respond to other people. Okay. So for instance, if you have a kindergarten memory where you said something that you thought was really smart and instead people made fun of you, and that is something that's made you just crawl into a shell, and your whole life you've spent basically just from that one memory, you've spent hiding. You don't want to put yourself out there. You don't want to say anything because you're afraid of being laughed at or made fun of. So what that is a memory that's encoded into your DNA, into your cells. We call that cellular memories. And what that does is that negative memory and those emotions around it are stopping you from actually putting yourself out there and creating successful businesses, from creating successful relationships, all of it. So by looking at it a little deeper and really IDing it and saying, okay, I accept that this is something that could be something that's playing in my subconscious 24/7 and driving me to stay away from everyone else and not put myself out there, you're really going to have some impact on other people's lives by getting through this block, okay? Because once you crush through this block, you're going to be stepping up and out and sharing your gifts with the world, which is what you're supposed to be doing all along. I mean, we weren't given these gifts to just sit back and do nothing with them and watch Netflix, right? We're given these gifts so that we can share them with the world. That's what you're doing. You're not selling yourself. You're sharing. You're serving. Okay? So the next step after that is, so you have this early memory. It could be amplified even way more. This early memory is something that could be triggered 100 times because it's something that your mother or your grandmother or your great-great-grandfather had a similar experience. And with that, every generation coming forward, all those experiences magnify for it. So why do some people, I mean, you could say that this is why some people can handle having that happen and they just laugh it off and they move forward because they don't have those same kind of experiences that they've inherited, or at least not as many. But you might have many generations back with a similar experience, which is going to make it even more anxiety-filled for you. So just by placing your intention that anything generationally will be cleared along with this early kindergarten memory, and then using a method to clear it out. Now, I love using the quantum key method because it basically clears your, wakes up and clears out anything in your chakras that are holding onto this, as well as your meridians. And it's a beautiful thing, guys. It's a beautiful practice to do it daily. We know that chakras and meridians, if they have blocks, that's why we go to acupuncturists, that's why we practice meditation. If you're blocked, you just can't get through it. So if you place your intention first and then use the quantum key method to work through it, oh, magic happens. So you can click the link to learn how to use the quantum key method. It is incredibly easy, just takes a couple minutes, and you'll find you just feel the whole lot of weight lifted off your shoulders. You'll find that clients are looking for you. They're starting to show up. You have more confidence. You feel like, yeah, I can do this. You know your stuff. You know how valuable you are. You own your worth, and you step up and out. And that's just the beginning. That's just the tip of the iceberg, because when you start IDing more of these things, you are going to be unstoppable. Anyway, I hope this talk has helped you, and I appreciate you being here. If you have any questions, please post them in the comments below. I'd like to hear more about it. And if you'd like to hear more about me and my work, you can visit me at melissazosky.com. And you know, if you have a stubborn problem that keeps you from being successful in your business or life, you can contact me at melissa@melissazosky.com. More than happy to help you. I have several ways that I can work with clients to help them ID those early generational issues. Yes, I ID those. I have a special way of finding those, and they can go back generations. We can clear them out so much faster together. All right, guys, you guys take care. Bye. Hey, did you get something positive out of this episode? If so, please leave a review, clap, heart, and share this with your friends. And finally, subscribe to my podcast. I appreciate it, and it makes it possible for me to continue doing what I do best, which is help you reach your dreams. Bye.